beautiful day to you. I am Adekole Joshua Holambiwonu, and welcome to the School of Prosperity and Influence. This is the introductory audio for the program, and I'm super excited for what the Holy Spirit is going to be revealing to us and where God wants to take us to in this program. I want you to understand something up front from now, okay? You might have heard me say it earlier that this program is by instruction, and so the dean of this program is the Holy Spirit. If that is not okay with you, now is a good time. You can step back out, all right? And if that is okay with you, okay, of course, we can continue. So I want to clean, you know, lay some foundations for you. Now, you might be wondering that what has the program you chose got to do with prosperity? Because for some of us, all we chose was a program on getting results. For some of us, the program we chose was a simple prosperity guide. For some of us, the program we chose was a program on emotional intelligence. For some of us, the program we chose was about expanding our limits, belief systems, and all of that. So you might want to ask that how is the program you chose relevant to prosperity and all of that? So I want to first lay the foundation for you now, that we have to understand this, that prosperity is beyond what we think it is. See, when we say that a man is prospering, it is beyond the definition of money and power. It is worldly prosperity that limits prosperity to just money and power. So the money and power is the lowest level of prosperity. I want you to know that today, that having money and having able to control people under you is the lowest form of prosperity. And the highest form of prosperity a man can have is spiritual prosperity. So if a man prospers in his spirit, every other area of his life will prosper. I want you to understand that carefully, that man is a spirit. Sometimes ago, I think I've taught on something like this in my manship sessions, that man has a spiritual representation, a physical representation, okay, and then he has a mind, all right? The correction there is that man is a spirit, okay, and only has a representation in this world. So the spirit of a man is fueled, okay, is fueled by the information that the man takes in. And where is the information stored? In the mind, of course. That's why the Bible emphasizes the renewal of minds. I want us to understand this thing so that we can lay it. Okay, so if you must prosper, that which you seek, the program you have chosen that you want to see the change in your life, if you must prosper, you must seek spiritual prosperity. You must prosper in your spirit. And that is why, okay, we are taking this dimension. And I believe that by the help of God, all of the audios will be releasing audios and resources and also scriptures for us to study. Please, you have to give yourself to study. You have to give yourself to study and act accordingly in this program. So we will be giving ourselves audios and resources like this to work on generally, okay? And then the sessions, the one-on-one sessions, are meant for the interactions on regarding the particular area of the program that we have chosen. I hope that is clear. So the general resources are generally for everybody, but the one-on-one session is the place where you come to express, okay, the problems or the challenges you are facing. Then we can now devise strategies together that will overcome them. But first, you have to, you know, make a move to prosper in the spirit first. So quickly, I want to show us something in this introductory audio. All right, that which you seek is already yours. I want you to understand this today, that which you seek, whether it is emotional intelligence, whether it is prosperity, whether it is getting results, whether it is goal getting, whether it is career growth, whether it is monetary growth, that which you seek is already yours. But the problem is that you do not understand how to claim it. So I want you to understand that the first step is that you're a Christian. We are going to make some general assumptions that yes, you're a Christian, you love the Lord, and The love of God is in your heart, and yes, you are a new creation in Christ indeed. All right. So if we have laid that foundation already, please, if you have not given your life to Christ at a particular point in time, this is the time to do so. You can reach out to me on a personal level, so that we all reach out to your pastor if you have one, and then so we can get over that bridge. That is the first step, please. It is a very important step, as a matter of fact. So we are going to assume, I'm assuming now, I'm continuing this audio in the assumption that you have given your life to Christ. Now, pay attention to something. I said that everything that you seek, you have already received it. Everything. And here is what I mean. So, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says that God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Okay? Through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. All things. So if you are a born again Christian, you are born again, like you are a new creation in Christ. Okay, so you have been called unto the glory, you have been called unto the virtue. It means that God has given you all things that pertains unto life and godliness. All things. Godliness is the state of being able to, you know, act like a god. So all things that pertain unto life and godliness, you have it. So if God has actually given you all things that pertains unto life and godliness, you might want to ask yourself, why are you still lacking in some areas? Why are some things still not working? Why are some things not manifesting? So it means that there are either one of two things. Is it that God is lying? Okay? Or that your current situation is lying. It's one of those two. And God cannot lie. If you have time, you can check Numbers 23, 15 to 17 to be precise. God cannot lie. It says that God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Shall he say something and he not do it? Or shall he intend to do something and it not come to pass? So God cannot lie. I want us to take that out of the way now. So if God has said that he has given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness, it means that he cannot what? He is not lying. You have it. Then something is wrong somewhere. So I want you to understand that we're trying to lay the foundation here. So it means that something is wrong somewhere, and it is you that have to take a step. So it means that your current situation is a farce, is a lie. So if God cannot lie, and it is between God and your current situation, then it means that something is happening to your current situation. That means that current situation is a liar. It is not God. So the question is, what is wrong? That is a big question. I want you to ruminate on these scriptures. I want you to ruminate on this particular audio when it comes to you. So what is wrong? At what point, what went wrong, and at what point? This is important for us to understand. So allow us to look at Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Okay, Galatians 4, 1. Allow me to please take a look at this. I don't want to take it up from the top of my head. I want to read it as the Bible states it, okay? Galatians 4, 1. It says that now I say that the heir, okay, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Now, 3 now says that even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Think about it. Look at that chapter 3, verse 3 again. It says, even so we, when we were children, okay, were in bondage under the elements of the world. So it means that even when we were small, okay, that is, I'm a born again Christian, but I was still a child. When I was small, still a child is someone that is not mature. A child is someone that has not grown. He has not eaten of the nutrients that he's supposed to eat to mature. So even though you might have been a Christian, he's saying here that even when you were a child. someone that is not yet strong in the word of God. Okay, that even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. So it means that you are not just anybody when you receive Christ. God has made you a son, for we have been raised to be sons of God with Christ. So God has made you a son. Okay, whether you are a man or you are a woman, God has made you a son. God has made you a son. So not just a son, he has also made you an heir. There's a song in Yoruba that says, Asegun ati ajogun ni aje. So he has made you an heir. That is ajogun, someone that is meant to inherit something, inherit his nature. So if he has made us an heir, so it means that we should work in the understanding that we are heirs of Christ, we are heirs of God, you understand, and we are inheriting the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is already here on earth within us, because God's presence is with us all the time. All right. So if you come to this understanding, it then means that now the heir, okay, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a slave, even though he be Lord of all. So it then means that the problem could be that we are still children. I want you to look at it from that direction. That if your life is not aligning with what the God, Word of God has said about you. You see, in this program, we're going to examine a lot of things and change a lot of things. I want you to come to the full understanding of what the Lord of God has said about us. So by the help of the Holy Spirit is going to be revealing to us the things he has said about us, about you and me, so that we can come to the full manifestation of what he has called us. So hear this again. It says that though he is an heir, a joguni, as long as he is a child, okay, different nothing from a servant. And is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. So it means there is a place to learn, there is a place to rise, there is a place to mature. So if your life must align with what God has said it is, if you must prosper, because the thoughts of God towards us are to prosper. I want you to understand this, that for God's thought towards us are to prosper us, the scripture says it, and to give us a hope and a future. Those are his thoughts towards us. So if those are his thoughts towards us and they are yet to manifest, something is wrong. And now the Bible is saying here, making it clear that it is not that you have the condemnation of sin inside of you. I'm going to show us later on that this is not about condemnation of sin. That is just the deceit of the devil. We have not received a condemnation, but righteousness through faith in Christ Jesus. So this is not because a condemnation. All right, so there can be tribulations, yes. All right. There can be tribulations, but for our God is just that he will not allow you to be tried beyond measure, beyond that which you can bear. So if that which you are experiencing is beyond what you can bear, you know that it is not from God. Okay? Know that it is not from God. So here we have to come to that place and accept that, okay, so maybe I'm still a child. So maybe there is a place where I have to learn. So maybe there is a place where I have to come to the full understanding of who I am. And when this happens, okay, you begin to walk in the light of your understanding and things begin to change. There is one thing I understand, that when the spirit of a man, when the mind of a man is renewed, his spirit is empowered. At conversion, later on in this week, we are going to be talking about our identity in Christ as we have, so that we can come to the full understanding of these things and explore them as they be. So I understand perfectly, okay, that our God is limitless and we have inherited his nature. So if our God is limitless and we have inherited his nature, then why are we limited? So it means I cannot be limited. All right. So I want you to ponder on these things, okay, and decide now to give yourself to study of the Word of God. This thing, do not be deceived. God's formula for success is simple. God told Joshua that this book of law, okay, must not depart out of your mouth. Meditate therein day and night, and you shall have good success. That was Joshua in the Old Testament. Please, I want us to understand that Joshua did not have the righteousness we have now. Then. So, but at the same time, that is his formula. Meditate therein day and night. You see that book called the Bible in your house? I believe you have one. The one on your phone. It is not just a book that you open on Sunday service. It is a guide to how you should lead your life as a person. And when you come to the full understanding of what that guide can do for you, okay, things will begin to happen. So I tell people today that the reason things happen to people is because they are accepted. I want you to know this. In my previous podcast, The Battle of Acceptance, I'm going to drop the link. It is something we need to get clear of too. The Battle of Acceptance, all right? So I explained carefully that people can accept things and not believe in them. So even as Christians, there are a lot of things that you have accepted that you don't believe. As a Christian, you don't believe it, but you have accepted it. And it's the reason things are happening to you the way they are. So basically, you must understand this, that if you are going to change the things you have accepted, and if you are going to change your life as it is, you have to accept only what God has says about you, okay, and have confidence in them. So it means that you have to now unaccept the many things that you have accepted in the past. Okay. We will come to this later and some other time. But I want to just remind you again that it's not that something is wrong with you. It is not that God does not want you to prosper. It is not God's will for you to suffer. It is not God's will for you to struggle. Those are not God's will for you. God wants you. See, our evangelist pray, "Adun shebi nkontolo unlowo si." When God is involved in what you can testify that when God is involved in something, it becomes easier to accomplish. So, if God makes things easier for you to accomplish, how can His will for you be to suffer? No, that can't be. So, God wants you to prosper. Spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, in relationship, in family, in business, in every area of your life, God wants you to prosper. I want you to know that today. And He has already said that you will prosper. And He has given you all things that is required of you to prosper. Those are the things I want you to establish. Please note them down. God wants you to prosper. He has given you all things that pertain to prosperity. Okay? That you need. He has given it unto you already. He does not want you to suffer. Alright? So, if your life is not manifesting it yet, it is because something is wrong somewhere. Okay? And you have not come to the full understanding of the things you know. The Bible states that my people, okay, the beloved, the people that God has called just, God's elect, the ones He loved, the ones He has chosen, still, they perish because they lack knowledge. Ignorance can be a big problem. When the scripture says my people, see, I want you to pay attention to that. My people is not everybody. God did not say everybody. He said my people. The ones I have chosen, the ones I have called my own, the ones I have blessed, the ones I have raised, they still yet, okay, they suffer, they perish, they go through tribulations, because they lack information. So it is important for you to now seek the kind of information that replenishes your spirit, so that your spirit is charged up, okay, and you can do exploit as God intended for you to do. I'm going to stop here in the introductory audio, and I hope to see you again. So I want to hear your thoughts from this audio. Please listen to this audio and share your thoughts. Let us have a discussion on it. Anytime you've listened to it, drop a comment. Drop your own understanding of the audio so that we can reason along with you. Thank you very much for joining this program. I am Adekunle Joshua Olamiwon once again, and I'm so glad you could be on this journey with me.